All right, well, my clock says 9 o'clock, so why don't we start up? And again, I want to welcome you to the September council meeting. Obviously, we're going to be virtual again with all the rules and platforms that we follow. We've got a couple of once-a-year items that come up to start this meeting off with swearing in and election of officers. But first, I want to make a couple of announcements. One, I want to first welcome our two new council members, Dan Salerno from New Hampshire and Alan Tracy from Maine. And also congratulate our two reappointed members, Libby Etree and John Papalotto, both from Massachusetts. In a minute, I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Pentney and he will perform the formal swearing-ins. I also just want to give a shout out to our departed members, Terry Stockwell and Peter Kendall, who both reached out to many of us yesterday to wish us well. And, you know, they were kind of happy they're not going to be here tomorrow, but they wanted to wish us well on our meeting today. And we're working on their in-person retirement party. One other announcement that I have is at 6 p.m. tonight, or shortly following the close of council business, the U.S. International Trade Commission will host a virtual roundtable to gather input from New England fishermen and other industry stakeholders on two topics. One, the impacts of illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing on the U.S. fishing industry. And number two, the impacts of seafood imports on U.S. products and markets. The link is on the agenda. And at the end of the day, we will put it on the screen. And I will certainly announce this again at the end of the meeting, depending on what time we end is when that will begin. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Pentney for purposes of swearing in the new members and the reappointed members.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So by way of introduction, what we normally do at this point in the council meeting is I stand up and I ask all of the new and reappointed council members to stand up and we recite the oath together. And then we all give them a round of applause. Due to the virtual nature of the meeting, we're trying something a little bit different. So I want to just make sure that our four members are unmuted and paying attention, I guess. Can I just get a confirmation from Alan Tracy?
I'm here.
Great. And you can remain unmuted. I think this will work. Dan Salerno?
Okay, we'll do it.
I'm here, Mike.
Thanks. Libby?
I am here.
Great. And John Papalotto? John, are you with us? Not hearing you, John, if you're speaking. Tom, do you know what's up with John, by chance?
He was having some trouble earlier, Mike, getting unmuting himself, but he should be able to unmute himself now.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great, John. All right, so if everybody just stays unmuted so we can avoid any challenges. The way this is going to work for everybody else listening is instead of having everybody talk along with me and recite the oath, we've changed the oath into a series of four questions. So I'm going to read the question and then ask for a confirmation from each of the four members in turn that they agree with the statement. And then we'll move on. So in order to start, do you, as a duly appointed member of a regional fishery management council established under the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act, hereby promise to conserve and manage the living marine resources of the United States of America by carrying out the business of the council for the greatest overall benefit of the nation? Alan?
I do.
Dan?
I do.
Libby?
Yes.
And John?
Yes.
Do you recognize your responsibility to serve as a knowledgeable and experienced trustee of the nation's marine fisheries resources, being careful to balance competing private or regional interests and always aware and protective of the public interest in those resources? Alan?
I do.
Dan?
I do.
Libby?
Yep, yes.
John?
Yes.
Do you commit yourself to uphold the provisions, standards, and requirements of the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act and other applicable law? And shall you conduct yourself at all times according to the rules of conduct prescribed by the Secretary of Commerce? Alan?
I do.
Dan?
I do.
Libby?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Is this oath given freely and without mental reservation or purpose of evasion? Alan?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Libby?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
All right, thank you all. Congratulations. You've passed the swearing-in ceremony. As I think I mentioned in the email, ordinarily we would hand you a very nicely printed and signed certificate from the Secretary of Commerce. I believe you have an electronic version of those. And once we can get everything moving again smoothly, we'll be sure to get you your nice printed copy of that certificate. But welcome and thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike, for that. And as Mike said, normally we have a big round of applause to welcome you. And hopefully we'll be able to do that soon, but we'll have to do the virtual clapping for you.